This week is likely to be a crucial one in deciding the next government. But what kind of a government might it be? The Civic Democrats, who won the election, say there are only two viable options. Their minority government supported across the political spectrum by everybody but the communists, or early elections. The Social Democrats, who came in second, on the other hand, have been pushing for something quite different, some kind of agreement that would see them maintain no small measure of political influence. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Not long ago, Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek told one of the Czech dailies that he was actually enjoying post-election negotiations. But this week, which has seen negotiations go into another gear altogether, who can be sure? Following the death of the proposed three-party coalition, Mr. Topolánek's Civic Democrats began new negotiations proposing either a Civic Democrat minority government supported by almost all of the opposition, or early elections. From their perspective, no other options are on the table. Party leader Mirek Topolánek.
The Civic Democrats, as the winners of the elections, are offering all democratic parties the option of a Civic Democrat minority government as a solution to the political stalemate.
By comparison, the Social Democrats have been proposing something quite different, a semi-caretaker government in which both they and a majority of Civic Democrats would hold key posts. So far, Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek has seemed confident an agreement will be reached by the end of the week. That's when President Václav Klaus explicitly made clear he would like to see substantial progress. The question is who, if anyone, will budge. We asked political analyst Botivoj Hnízdo to discuss how he saw the situation.
It's maybe premature to comment these two different positions, but of course it's quite obvious that the leader of ODS put a lot of energy to some kind of agreement of possible coalition with Green Party and People's Party, and it's very difficult just to leave this possibility just to stop any negotiation with two parties and to negotiate only with Social Democrats. So I think that today's situation, some kind of agreement, of course, with Social Democrats, but some kind of agreement in which also these two small parties will participate, it's the only possibility for Mr. Topolánek at the moment.
At the same time, Mr. Hnízdo says,
I am quite clear that Social Democratic Party doesn't want new elections. Particularly Social Democrats want some kind of agreement.
Two more days remain for both parties to at least lay the foundations for an agreement, but what the details of any such deal might be are unknown, and in any case probably nowhere near decided yet. One final interesting development is that a new poll released by Factum Invenio more than 2 months after the election now shows the Civic Democrats have gained in popularity despite the deadlock, jumping from around 35% to 41% since June. Social Democrat support, by comparison, has dropped by 2 points to 30. That probably doesn't mean much, but certainly party members will hope it will provide Mr. Topolánek with a slight psychological edge as further negotiations loom.
Thanks, Jan. Well, as you've been hearing, it's over 2 months now since elections that ended in stalemate here in the Czech Republic. We wanted to find out what people on the street thought was now more likely, an agreement this week or a move towards early elections. And here are some of the responses that we got.
I think that there will be a coalition between the Social Democrats and the Civic Democrats rather than new elections. I think they'll make some concessions, but that they will reach a deal.
I don't know. I think they'll probably reach a deal. At least some of them must be intelligent. Do you know what it would cost to hold early elections? It's their problem if they want to spend taxpayers' money. But I certainly wouldn't vote again. I just did.
I think that there will be early elections. For 2 months they've been unable to agree on anything. So that's the way it has to be.